That after you, Nat?
I just played ball for 2 hours. So I'm just fuck. I'm about off.
Mow on a bitch!
On a bitch?
Okay.
That looks like the
I hope I have enough.
I've ever seen.
Oh my god, is that a chicken thing?
Yes.
Is that a chicken thing?
Where's the little brown people? Oh my god.
I haven't. Record!
It's okay.
Oh, it's actually okay because you're brown, so it's okay. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's an intro.
Welcome, everybody. Yeah, it's true. Welcome, everybody, to a One Lumper Two Productions podcast. I am your host, Mr. Lumpy. Today's edition is going to be the live Burger King review.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm joined, of course, by Chris and Michael. Chris, have you peed yourself? What's going on here?
That's a good question.
Those are the dots of shame. Remember that? That's only what happens to old people when you get a little dot by your crotch.
It might have been the glass of water you
had in there.
Yeah, so much for your depends.
I don't know.
Maybe so what are you? What's that chicken thing called? I have one of those. Chicken Supreme?
I'm currently having a spike.
Chicken Supreme.
I don't remember what the fuck.
It's literally one piece of chicken and two pieces of bread.
But that's every chicken sandwich. It's rare in a chicken sandwich you have more than one piece of chicken.
No, like there's like two leaves of lettuce and like some fucking...
Yeah, but you know what though? The lettuce, whenever you go to a fast food place, it's like it's kept in a microwave. It's always limp.
Yeah. We talked about lettuce. I remember a vague conversation about lettuce.
Yeah. Have we talked about this?
Yeah. You talked about lettuce in the burrito.
What about it?
How it's shit.
Oh yeah, how there's really no point? Yeah.
It does taste very fucking shit.
So sure, because it's like, it becomes like cabbage after, because it's just steamed. It's just steamed lettuce. There's no salt on it. There's nothing. It's just steamed grass.
So listener, I'm currently having...
Yeah, what are you having?
The spicy chicken sandwich.
Are you sure it's not called Chicken Supreme?
I just ordered it. I know what it's called.
Michael, look it up. Look it up what it's called.
It's called the Chicken Supreme.
Or the Chicken Supreme something else.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
But that's just vaguely what it is. That's like if I have a spicy club sandwich. It's just...
Oh, no lettuce.
Don't lose the one piece of lettuce on your
yeah,
thigh.
There's no other ones.
What do you get if you type in Chicken Supreme?
It's original chicken sandwich, ooh, but that's the spicy version, so it's a spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, but banger. Is not the original spicy?
No, because the original is the original.
So when it says it's the original, does that mean it's the first chicken sandwich ever made?
I mean, by
so you laughed at it, but somebody had to put up one piece of chicken between two pieces of bread.
How real do you think that chicken is?
Zero.
As real? when you say real, I mean it is there. But you mean, is it a chicken?
It's probably like that paste shit, right?
Huh? I don't... You know, I have to be honest. One time I was... I was getting a street sausage, as one does, downtown somewhere. And somebody goes, oh, you don't know what's in there. Could be assholes and lips. And I go, well, not for anything. This animal died. The very least you can do is try to use all of it.
Yeah.
What's the difference if it's like... It's a sausage for $2.50. What the fuck do you think is in there?
I mean, throw away the
okay, but that's one thing. But then, if it's not animal byproducts at all,
no, it's got to be some animal byproducts. I think that's very hard to make without animal byproducts.
Wasn't there a thing with Subway though?
You need the animal base.
But you know what? Though, with everything being so genetically modified, but aren't we like three molecules or three chromosomes away from being like plastic or banana, something like that?
Yeah. Plastic?
No. No. But you know what it is? You know what it is? Sorry, it's true. It's margarine. That's what it is. Margarine's like a few molecules, a few chains different from
banana. Things. Was that a banana?
No, maybe we are. I'm talking about margarine. Because margarine is
margarine.
Margarine? You've never had margarine before?
Yeah, I have.
How did you talk about her behind her back like that?
Yeah.
I'm talking about her. She's so big, I talked to her front. Are you fucking crazy?
Leave margarine out of this.
Look, margarine, get yourself involved in everything.
Margarine.
The spicy chicken.
Chris, you want to throw that away?
No, I'm doing this just to like make a point.
Oh, how was it?
It's cold in here.
On a scale of 1 to 10 of the best fast food stuff you've ever had.
It's like a 7.
Right now for me a 9 is this. I was going to say a 9 was that matzo burger I had.
What was that matzo burger though?
I've never been to A&W much, mostly because of their menu. We went that one time, and I'm so pissed at you, because I'll tell you why. Because 5 minutes away was fucking Burger Priest, and this cocksucker made me stop at A&W.
But Burger Priest is too oily for me.
It's a good burger.
It is alright.
Okay, sorry. If that was, across the street was Holy Chuck, we could have gone there.
It wasn't a Five Guys. We were at Keel and Steel's.
Chris.
It's all the way at Highway 7.
We were at Highway 7 and Dufferin.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, we were. Where was there an A&W at Highway 7 in Keel? Where?
Right at the corner.
Is no, that's not? Dufferin and look it up on your phone.
I'm not really.
So maybe not 7.
For me, it was a 9, this monster burger. I have to, whenever you order a burger at a fast food place and you see somebody actually put it on a grill, that already gives it 3 extra points.
Yeah, but their whole thing is that it's never frozen or.
Yeah, but that's everybody's thing.
Yeah,
that's Wendy's thing, but their
whole thing is no antibiotics.
I have to say, I was very impressed. The fries were, but the burger was very good.
The spicy chicken is good when you're hungry.
Do you know what?
That's my rating.
I haven't had burger in a long, long time. That and McDonald's, I can't do anymore.
I like that this says enormous omelette. When it's actually not. It's not what it is.
I've laughed so fucking hard if it's an omelette.
Can I open this and
let's see? Let's see if it's an omelette. If it was an omelette, I'd actually die.
I would be happy. I'd honestly be happier to have an omelette in here than this. So listener, now after having the spicy chicken, which I'm redacting my 7, and I'm making it a 5.5.
Okay, and this? What do you anticipate
this is called the Big King.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming is their equivalent of a Big Mac.
Hang on, are you sure it's not called Chicken Supreme?
How do you feel about bread in the middle of your burger?
I have sandwiches with 3 slices of bread.
I'm okay with that. Because, I'll tell you why. Because I don't really like the whole double patty thing when they're touching.
Why?
Because why not...
so strange.
No, but why not just one patty? Why not just do one big patty? Why you gotta have 2 small ones? It takes double the effort. Some guy had to spend more time there.
Oh, this bun here is crispy.
Is it?
Like, look at it.
Is it?
It's burned there.
Does it say the year was made?
Last week is the year. Anyways, I'm gonna eat this now because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You guys carry on your conversation.
Tell me, let's give us a play-by-play. So he just took a bite. See, there's the thing.
That middle bun is fucking dry as balls.
Just the like bun is dry?
Sand
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised the meat isn't like fucking tar.
I played basketball for 2 hours before this.
Yeah.
My balls started to chafe against my leg.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that down there has more moisture than that.
See, do you know the thing is with leg chafing, because it happens to most men, especially larger men like myself, is that you just have to power through.
Yeah,
but how do you stop it?
No, you can't. Once it happens, you just go.
But like,
you just go.
I feel like this bun was left outside.
You think so? But where? In the fucking desert?
then they went, shit, he wants a Big King. We need 3 buns.
Next time you should go there, can I have a Big King? Just hold the middle bun. I don't want it.
No, it's not a bun, though. It's a piece of bread. A bun is 2 pieces of bread.
That's true. So they have just middle buns? Middle breads?
I see. I'm curious how they make those. Do they make one large bun and then cut it in 3s? Or do they make each part separate?
That's probably what they do.
That's got to be a lot of work.
This is...
Do you know how hard it must be to cut the middle bun? Because the bread is so soft.
If this was not...
It's like cutting a bagel into 3 layers. It's almost impossible. It's never been done before. I do not laugh at that. That's fucking hilarious.
Your bar is so low for like... It's never been done.
It's never been done before. On the list of the US government things to do, cut it's a bagel Mars in and cut a bagel in 3. No, not in 3. Into 3 layers is the difference. Because 3 pieces is fucking easy with the bagel.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you imagine, can we order a bagel and say, no crust?
The guy in the back is like, the fuck do I do?
That's the best thing I've ever said. I gotta do that one day. Well, no crust.
No crust.
It's just flaky white, it's just on cream cheese. It's just the cream cheese on a piece of paper.
They just get a potato skin.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Sorry, Michael, you were saying something.
I don't remember.
Before Michael says whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
If this Big King was not part of the 2 for $5, I would have never ordered it.
See, but how good can you expect anything to be when they're gonna say,
that spicy chicken?
When you go to a fucking gas station, they don't even give you 2 cans of Coke for $5.
But the spicy chicken,
yeah.
I wish I got 2 instead of getting the Big King is my point.
I told you that though.
You did.
I think the fact that they call it the Big King is like an ironic thing. It's like calling somebody very big shorty.
I would have rather had the BK Filet-O-Fish version.
Which is what, the Chicken Supreme?
I don't know, yeah, it's like probably.
Big fish?
Is it the big fish?
I think it is the big fish. Why is everything, why are there those things?
You know what I was thinking, speaking of fish? I was thinking, how inefficient is it that tuna comes in a round can?
I really love tuna.
Why? But think about it. Think about it. To get, it's round, right?
Yeah.
And a tuna is not round. If anything, a tuna actually steak is like a bit triangular.
I'm with you.
If you've ever seen one.
Yeah, but you don't.
So there's gotta be waste. Yeah, but you're getting a full piece. There's not. It's only flakes when you take it out of the can. There's not like flakes packed into the can. If you follow what I'm saying.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is there's waste somewhere. But then, so why not make the can the shape?
But that's chunk, because you can buy it in a can chunk and you can buy it in chunk. Can flakes, so maybe they use the rest of it for flake.
Yeah, but you see, but the flakes are cheaper because nobody wants the flakes. So what I'm saying is you can essentially eliminate your cheaper product by just changing the can.
Yeah, but they have to cater to the people who want to pay less for it.
Fuck them.
You know where I've been lately? To that sushi place, Wakame.
Yeah, and? Oh, over there.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we used to go there.
I know, but last time I've been there
was... I know, somebody else told me it's the same thing.
No, but lately it's been really good.
I know, I just want to shut the fuck up.
But lately it's been really good.
We used to go there more so for the beef teriyaki than anything else.
Oh, right.
Remember that we used to go there?
Yeah.
But now that I found this new place, I go there.
I kind of wish.
What do you wish?
That I just went to McDonald's. And got a...
We should have gone to A&W.
Got a McDouble.
We should have gone to A&W and tried that matzo burger.
I would
have been down for that.
And
we can go. They're open 24/7.
I just had two fucking sandwiches.
No.
Just me too.
No.
Where is there an A&W here?
By the McDonald's we go to.
By the bay. Where the watermelons grow.
Which we go?
Back to my home. I dare not go. What if I do?
Can we just go over the fact that Chris got... Your order wrong again?
Yeah, he did.
But this time was your fault. Last time was because I'm stupid.
But I was driving, so I had to pull over and send a text. You should have imagined. But the first thing I said was Earl Grey 2 milk before you told me to text you.
But then I thought you changed your mind.
But how hard is Earl Grey 2 milk? It wasn't 2 sugar, it was actually 2 milk. I didn't want sugar.
You wrote 2 sugar to me, fam.
What I meant actually was 2 milk. You should have known that.
What do you know about me?
2 schmilk.
What do you know? What do you
know
about
me? Next time just go schmilk.
What do you know about me? Nothing. You don't know anything about me.
Obviously,
for example, if we go for all you can eat sushi,
right.
I know to get you the egg sushi because you're fucked. But
yeah, I don't know.
But do you know? Do you know?
Can I give you the reason for why?
Do you hang on a second? Do you know what to order for me? No,
not a fucking
exactly.
And the question is, do you know what not to order? Because you'll eat everything.
The egg fucking sushi. I don't think I have a fucking omelet on rice.
No, you know why? Okay,
egg omelet.
As a child,
the first time you got that, I was looking at you like, really? Are you just doing that? Is this a joke?
It doesn't even look like egg. It looks like fucking.
That's not real.
What's more real, that egg or that chicken in my spicy chicken?
You know what? That fake egg came from that fake chicken.
Hold on, before I continue with what I was saying, you see the fucking huge ass chicken?
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my god, I saw that too. Holy fuck.
The chicken is huge.
Yeah, that was scary.
Two
that was scared the shit. You guys know I'm scared of birds. That would fucking terrify me.
How the fuck is that even real?
I don't know.
It's probably steroids. Or a freak one-off.
It's fucking taller than us.
It's not you're 5 feet tall.
It's fucking
huge.
The chicken is huge.
It's me. What is it? 2 feet tall.
The fuck off 2 feet tall.
It was your TV. Tall. Your TV is 5 feet. Don't
5 feet. My TV is 5 feet, he says. I work at a... my house is a fucking IMAX.
Fucking video.
Fucking guy. 5 feet TV.
You lay down on your back to watch a movie.
Just to see the top part of Tom Cruise's face.
Just to see up his nose.
Anytime you didn't fucking nostrils.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
So yeah, so that chicken is fucking huge.
What the fuck are the movie you watching with Tom Cruise?
I don't know, Tom Cruise was the first actor that came to my mind.
That's funny.
Hold on, I have a sip of my water.
How big is it? No, you know what's actually scary? Those fucking giant rabbits. Have you ever seen those giant rabbits that are actually 4 feet tall?
Only 20 pounds.
I know, it's a fucking chicken, it's not a fucking kangaroo.
What the fuck? Why did it look so huge?
Why did it fucking look huge on the
TV? But you know what though, 20 pounds is almost as big as a turkey. What's a turkey? Turkey is up to 10 kilos? Yeah, so it's as big as a turkey.
Okay.
Turkey is a weird looking animal, man. They have that weird
Hold on. Have you seen that video of there's like a dead cat lying in the street and there's like 90 turkeys just circling?
Yeah,
it?
That's fucking weird.
What's that about?
I don't know. Apparently turkeys, when they see another animal, like wild turkeys, if they see an animal in the wild, I don't know if this is true. I don't know even where the fuck I read this. Apparently they will circle the animal while they determine whether or not it's a threat. So they saw this dead cat.
So hang on. When determining if it's a threat, they walk close to it.
Yeah,
turkeys aren't very bright. That's why we eat them.
So essentially they're playing process of elimination by duck goose.
Basically, yes.
So whoever gets goosed
They go, oh, fuck, it's
one of them dies.
Hold on, let me look. Turkey's circling. Funny. Let me look that up.
Turkey circling. There's got to be a porn reference for that. That's got to pick up a porn film. This must be.
Why are these turkeys circling a dead cat? That's a good funny. Question. Oh, National Geographic. That's a reputable. Is that a
yeah.
reputable?
Reputable?
Eh, fuck them.
No, what's the proper pronunciation? Fuck it.
Good.
That's a good source.
That's what I had my problem.
Yeah,
it's a good source.
But I wanted to expand my vernacular.
But are they reputable? No. I'd say they're a good source.
Conversate while I look at...
What else going on in the news? There was something that happened that recently I wanted to talk about. No, I forgot.
Well, that didn't really help us.
Did I tell you I had a matzo burger?
Like four times.
Wait, what's a matzo burger?
Did I? So I go... See, I don't like pickles... mustard. So funny, I just said pickles.
Do you want me to read what?
Yeah, read, go ahead.
So,
you said pickles
from,
again. Pickles.
From some National Geographic expert. This guy is a turkey master or some shit.
He's a hen.
Is he a turkey master? You mean, what, like the Jackie Chan of turkeys?
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck the actual title. Tom Hughes is the Jackie Chan of turkeys.
He's the Jackie Chan of turkeys.
Of turkeys.
Yeah.
He says that the behavior is a combination of curiosity and fear. Is that because they are puzzled by the strange behavior of the dead or dying cat and wanted to get a better look without getting too close? So
but
they circle. So one together circle it, and then the turkeys have instincts to follow the flock. So if one started going, then another followed. Then
so but
another
hang on.
Followed.
So why did the first one do it?
Because he was bored.
And then they didn't... They
yeah, but if he's following the flock, what was the flock doing?
No, because, like, the first one went, and then the second one followed.
Oh.
And then eventually it becomes a circle.
Can I see,
the
picture of this?
One,
not the video, I just want to see the picture of this.
I'm just going to hit play, fuck it.
Let me see that. Or is it going to... Or is it just going to creep me the fuck out?
Maybe. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so these turkeys are just circling...
What? That's like a fucking crop circle, a fucking turkey. What the fuck is going on?
They were trying to summon Cthulhu.
That...
from the...
That is... Isn't that the guy who makes powdered children's drink?
Cthulhu?
No, that's cool. No. That's Kool-Aid. Tang.
Cthulhu's the guy.
Tang.
I've been here 9 years. Tang is delicious. Tang is a staple.
Oh, I couldn't. That stuff was way. Even Sunny Diaz, I remember drinking like, whoa, this is sweet.
Oh yeah.
And then, yeah.
Oh, I was like, whoa. You know when somebody like you
diabetes.
Know when, you know when you like used to eat like a partially melted popsicle, the orange one. That's
what it tasted
very
like.
Very specific.
That's what it tasted like. It was
I feel
like
you just had one of those.
I haven't had one of those in years.
Yes.
I actually don't like the idea of popsicles. I don't like being rushed having my dessert. I don't feel like the dessert is going to disappear before I get it. I don't like that idea.
You better eat it fast.
Exactly.
It's going to end up on your hand.
Like, for example, nobody ever said, you know what, I'm going to, like, for food or anything else, you're like, I'm going to drive 20 minutes, pick it up and bring it home. You can't do that with a popsicle. You have to get it and eat it right away.
That's
true. What were those square fucking, those pyramidal things called? Those popsicles?
Oh, they were polar bears on them, right? That's, my dad used to have them at his store.
Lolas.
Yes.
I know because it's...
I used to have them with a spoon.
Because in Filipino, Lola is grandma.
Yeah, they did.
It was weird.
They did. They had polar bears on them.
Yeah, they did.
Lolas.
Oh, I used to like an orange one of those.
It was weird. It was weird growing up because Lola is Tagalog for grandma.
Is it?
And then you go to the store and someone's like, yeah, can I get two Lolas? And you're like...
Licking the shit out of those Lolas.
He said it on me. He said, can I have an orange one?
So yeah. Mm. But yeah, those are good. Another thing that I enjoyed was like the tubes, like the frozen, like it's just a tube of juice basically and you put it in the freezer.
Like a Mr. Freeze.
Like, you mean like a Freezy?
No. Because a Freezy is different. Listen, a Freezy is different.
Did yours have a paper plastic tube? Like it was hard on the outside.
Yeah, it was a harder paper.
It wasn't a soft plastic.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then you have to like,
and there was like
a
yeah, you have to break
like
it.
A nunchuck.
Yeah.
Snap. Yeah, that's the season.
I like
thing
yeah, it's called Mr. Freezy.
Fuck.
They still were Freezies though.
Yeah,
no?
I know, but they were different.
I didn't like those ones. Those were so awkward to eat.
Yeah, they were. You're not wrong.
It's like deep throwing a
dick. Like that. You would know.
Thanks, Mike.
What kind of a dick has a wrapper on the outside? And is that thin? And is that cold?
It's freezing.
I guess, though, actually, if you're deep throwing, you don't want something to numb you at the back. To freeze.
To numb the brain.
To freeze it, yeah.
Mike, you're the expert. Is that
Yeah,
that,
you're
is
the expert. You know.
Right?
You know. That's what the foot is. You want more water? What's so funny?
No, I was gonna shake my head.
Oh, I have to give you guys an update.
Of?
We are now being listened to.
Oh, boy, here we go.
In 3 continents now.
Shut the fuck up. Which continent have we infiltrated?
We have the continent of Canada. We have the continent of the United States.
That's
we have the continent of South Africa. We also have one African country that I can't remember now. Is it Ghana?
Somalia?
It's either Ghana or... No, Somalia and somewhere else. That's it. Somalia and...
Wait.
Is it Ghana?
But you said continents.
Yeah, I know. I'm being deliberately stupid.
Okay, got it. I'm up to speed.
Yeah. And then you have... we have actually Great Britain as well.
Remember that time we talked about continents on the podcast? Bay.
No.
Good, because we didn't get it right that time, I don't think.
What do you mean?
How many continents are there?
Seven.
North America, South America, Europe. Africa, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica.
Yeah. The other one doesn't count for some reason.
Which other one?
Arctic Circle.
Yeah, the Arctic. Where Santa lives. He's like, fuck y'all, I'm not a continent. I'm a legend.
Have you seen DJ Khaled and his son?
I have no idea who that is.
DJ Khaled? We the best.
No, you know what? Keep saying his name.
DJ Khaled. Major Key.
Oh.
He's a
pathway to success.
Oh, now I fucking.
Did you see all the videos of his son? The memes of when he gets home from work.
DJ Khaled is a. Can you guess what his profession is? That's right. A seamstress.
Oh, interior design.
Close.
Okay.
He's a DJ.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And producer. And music mogul.
So he's a... those are DJ Khaled's words himself. He's basically... He's a producer. So basically his albums consist of other people making songs on his albums.
Yeah, so they're not his albums then.
There are...
He collects the songs.
Them.
And then he goes, we the best! I think he says other things now. I don't remember. I haven't listened to one of his songs in a long time. So basically, he's a big music guy, right?
You were going
to
say mogul.
I was going to say mogul. I was going to say...
Go ahead.
So, mogul. He had a son recently.
Yeah.
And,
Like, what do you mean he had one? Like, he returned it?
Yeah, he had one, and then now he gave it back to the store. Mm. His significant other birthed a child. And so now the child is his son. As birth works.
Yeah.
This is not an educational podcast. Yeah.
Has he returned the significant other, or are they...
No. I believe they're still together.
Yeah.
Because she sometimes appears in his Snapchats.
Oh.
Doing things with his face or something, I don't know.
Did you see the video where he fucking put the kid in the car?
On the fucking
hood.
So yeah, so basically, I'm not sure if DJ Khaled is the best dad or the worst dad.
Mm.
Because there are like videos of him with his son, and he's doing weird things with his son, like Mike said, there's like, I don't know what car it is, but it's a car that has indentations in the hood of it.
That could be lots of cars.
I know, but fuck it, I'm not good with cars. And he just slides his son into the fucking indentation, and he's taking a video of his son. His son, it was an infant, is an executive producer on his next album. Like legitimately. So he
like you see, like, what's the point of doing this podcast? Why just be born to some fucking producer mogul and then, like, you know, get done?
I don't know.
Get done.
So I'm not, I think he's a good father though, because it seems like he's very supportive of his child.
He loves that kid.
Fucking loves that kid.
But there's videos
that becomes ugly.
Like, the kid probably hates him.
Yeah,
that's what everybody thinks. Like, everybody's like,
why?
Because he's always like...
Like, he picks up his son, he's like, you're a legend. You're gonna be great.
Oh, fuck.
That
kid is definitely gonna have a drug addiction, and he's gonna be in jail. Because when your parents keep saying that to you, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Gasper is putting his money down early on the bets.
I hope the gully doesn't. But you and I all know how that ends.
I don't really. I didn't see this episode.
With him growing up and putting some other infant in the fucking tailpipe of a car because he thinks it's a joke. Because his dad did it once when he was small.
That was fucking funny.
So yeah, so that's just curious how you felt about DJ Khaled, but you don't even know who DJ Khaled is.
Yeah, but something happened.
No, it's just, I don't know why I even thought of DJ Khaled.
Yeah, that was weird.
I've never even heard of this man.
How have you not heard of DJ Khaled?
Do you live under a rock?
If I lived under a rock, I'd be very flat.
And clearly you're
and
not
100% white. I'd be like a little fucking maggot.
It's true.
Have you ever lifted up a rock? All the insects are white because they don't get any sun.
Is that why they're white?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's not why they're white.
I'm pretty sure that's why. I'm pretty sure that's why. I'm pretty sure that's why. So,
you said that with conviction.
Yeah, so I had to go downtown for something vaguely important today.
Okay.
Did you not have work today?
And, where the fuck? I told the story! Fuck off! So I think I'm going to have something vaguely important today. And,
Do you not work today?
There was a group of us that had to meet, and we were in, we're in an office where there was a boardroom. And, I'm not feeling very well, as might sound through my voice. So, I didn't have breakfast because I wasn't feeling very well, so I took the subway, passed the Starbucks on the way there. Not very well. I passed the Starbucks on the way there because I wasn't feeling very well. And,
if I feel good, I usually pass
and,
the mornings.
And, I got a coffee, right? So, I was very, very early because I didn't know where I was going, so I like to get there early enough to make sure that I just sit around for an hour. So, I was sitting there having my coffee.
Because you didn't feel very well.
Because I wasn't feeling very well. And then so like 45 minutes passes, and now I know where the place is, so I'm just waiting for time to pass.
Were you feeling well at this point?
No. How and all of a sudden, hang on.
So you got there an hour early so you can find the place?
No. I got there an hour before, because I wasn't sure.
Not exactly early, before.
Well, because if I had to look for it for an hour, then I wasn't early. I was late. When you get somewhere early, it means you know where you're going.
He's so upset!
The fuck's wrong with you people? So, anyway, I get there, I go to the place, I finish my coffee.
Right.
And as I'm walking with the morning traffic, all of a sudden I feel my stomach rumble.
Uh-oh.
I'm like...
You fucking shit your pants.
No, I'm like, fuck, should I try to go for a shit now or break away during the meeting?
Uh-huh.
So, I decide better to get there on time. But I wasn't feeling very well.
Excuse me.
And, you know, I'll go sometime later, right?
Right.
I'll hold it in.
Ah.
So, I get there, and whatever, and then I say, then somebody else asks where the bathroom is.
Right.
And so I heard where the bathroom was. So when we broke away from the meeting.
You made a mental note.
Yeah, so when we broke away from the meeting.
Right.
After like a couple hours, I'm like, it's a couple hours, I was really going, really dying to go. So I find this bathroom, and it's literally outside the boardroom meeting. It's one of those little bathrooms that when you open the door, you really can't get to the toilet. Like, that's how small it is. Like, the door open inwards, which I hate. If you ever have a small room, boys, never have the door open inwards.
Got
please.
Duly noted.
So, I'm like, okay, fine. So I sit down. I'm looking for the fan. So I'm hoping there's a fan in here.
Right.
To drain some of the noise.
Because you're going to make you're worried about the noise.
I'm worried about the noise.
Because you're going
to
make
because it's very close to...
The boardroom.
Wait, you're,
and I don't want the time...
It was explosive?
Hang on. I don't want the time I was going to spend in there to tip anybody off. I don't want to give an extra clue that I'm taking a shit. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm just having a very long pee. I just want to, you know. So,
maybe I had a spare.
But people saw you go in there.
Yeah.
Because of the
proximity. But I wasn't walking in with a sign on my back saying, I'm going to take a very dynamic shit right now.
Okay, when you go to the washroom, if you're in there for more than 1 minute, everybody can assume
you
that you're
pee
taking a shit.
And wash your hands in 1 minute.
Yeah.
You definitely have a urinary tract infection because you're not peeing properly. There's no way you're letting all of that go in a minute. No fucking way.
Schmatz!
Done. So, anyway, that's reminds me of another story I gotta tell you for this about why now you should always pee sitting down. But anyway, that's a story for after this. So all of a sudden I sit down.
That's a story for after this.
All of a sudden I sit down. Uh-huh. All of a sudden.
He was standing.
Oh, fuck, I'm sitting down. Look, I didn't take my pants. That's how unexpected it was.
All of a sudden
I'm sitting down.
You
I'm
pants.
Like,
you sat down
like,
when I was taking your pants.
Take off your jacket, take off your pants, pull down the underwear. So I do that. I sit down and I'm expecting.
Wait, you have to take off your jacket, take a shit?
I'm wearing a suit jacket.
Oh, okay.
A suit jacket has a little bit of a tail, right? You don't want that going in the fucking...
That's the side of the suit jacket.
Obviously, you've never taken a shit in a suit jacket before. So, and I'm expecting, like, let's say, on
He's expecting
the,
3 to 5 centimeters of snow.
On, like, the...
Richter scale?
No, I forget the scale that determines hardness. Rockwell?
Rockefeller.
On the Rockefeller scale, I was expecting, like, you know, a regular, healthy, soft to slightly, you know, hard stool. Instead, what I got...
3 kilos.
But not just 3 kilos. 3 kilos of, like, thick minestrone soup.
That's
like,
gross!
It was 90% liquid.
Hell!
It was,
hell, stop describing your food!
Let me finish. It was 90% liquid, and it was loud. So the moment it happened, I flushed the toilet. I'm hoping to drown out the shit.
So you're fucking shitting and flushing at the same time?
That's gross.
I have to.
So did you get the backsplash on your booty?
No, shockingly, I was surprised. I thought I definitely was. I was expecting a lot of splashback.
Oh my god, you fucking.
So anyway, the first, it was like Chunky Man. You remember those commercials with the footballs in the soup?
Footballs in the soup.
Chunky.
Footballs in
Chunky
the soup.
Chunky Campbell's.
Is that what it is?
Campbell's. Campbell's Chunky.
Campbell's Chunky.
So
Chunky.
Anyway,
Gumball's Chunky.
So anyway, the first phase passes.
First phase. What is this, a boss fight?
Wave
and two. I'm like, oh fuck, I think I'm good now. I'm like, I'm relaxing. So I go, and as I exhale, like I didn't even know it was coming.
The second form of the boss.
It was like. Anyway,
I was hoping that's what
so, let me tell you something.
So how was?
I would have preferred a sponge instead of the one ply toilet paper they gave me, because
I thought you were going to say that there was no toilet paper.
The cleanup was like three flushes. I really wanted to make sure I didn't clog the toilet. I wanted to make sure, you know, because it's I'm very close. Other people are going
to be doing a courtesy flush.
I did a lot of courtesies. So yeah. Let me tell you about how I peed later. Hang on.
What is it?
Did you take the milk?
Yeah, I did.
You did take the milk. Literally,
I told you somebody was going to be looking for the milk.
You shouldn't have taken the
That's
milk.
It's fucking 11 o'clock.
Yeah, mom is screaming.
Oh my god.
She wants the milk.
Don't talk about mother like that.
She wants milk. What do you mean? That's why your sister came in, because you want your mom.
So anyway, a few years ago.
Whoa, wait, what?
Man, this is the end of the story today. But a few years ago...
Wait, how did the story end?
Did anybody notice that you took a fucking massive shit? You were in there for 25 minutes?
No, I wasn't there for that. Believe it or not, it was like 9 minutes. I was shocked. I thought it was going to be much longer. It felt like 18.
Okay, you're in there for 9 minutes and you don't think people know that you're taking a fucking shit?
No, but hang on. The difference between a shit.
Holy fuck.
And what I did.
A piss for a long
what I did was, what I did was empty like a septic tank. Like, there's a difference. So anyway, thank God there was airspray in there. Hairspray? Thank God there was air freshener.
Then I can make myself look better. They wouldn't
so,
suspect me.
The thing was, though, now, though, I'm like, fuck. I don't want to spray while I'm in there because it's going to get on me. So
oh
I had...
Oh, my God.
So you sprayed as you bashed out, like...
I did!
Oh, my God.
I had to do a weird, like, I opened the door. I sprayed outside the door to mask whatever was looming.
But wasn't there people, like, right outside the door?
They were like 10 feet away, but the thing was, though, it was like I had to make a decision. I didn't know where they were from inside the toilet.
Oh, there's no people.
Like they're constantly moving.
People, yes, Michael, people are constantly moving.
Surprise, surprise.
So, anyway, that was my story, but let me tell you why now I think almost everybody should pee, everybody should pee sitting down. I'll tell you why.
Almost everybody.
A few years ago, I was taking a piss.
This has been in the middle of the night. For years.
It has been. I think I've told you the story before. In the middle of the night, and as you guys know, I sleep as God made me. So, full leather suit.
Oh, I was like...
No, I sleep naked. So anyway, it was the middle of the night, I go to pee, and as I'm peeing, I know I'm hitting the water because I just hear water. You know when you have like a perfect pee, you're always getting in the water. You know what I'm talking about because we talked about this before. I'm just hitting that water like a fucking bullseye. All of a sudden, I feel splashback.
Wait, you turned... So the light was off, right?
Light was off.
Okay.
I was peeing by the moonlight.
Why didn't you turn on the light?
Because it's fucking dark. And I think you gotta deal with that fucking...
Sorry, Mike, what is it?
Sorry, Mike, do you want to say that? Yeah, that's shock, I know.
Michael's like he was sneezing
so anyway,
backwards.
I'm peeing. And then I realized that every time a man pees standing up, with the seat up, there is no guard for the splashback.
You're not.
So I felt a lot of splashback on my legs. So what I realized is that if we're going to be peeing standing up, you should actually pee standing up with the seat down. Because the seat served as a splash guard. Because if I were to take a black light to your fucking pants, I'm sure I'd find lots of specks of piss. See, so, silence, I'm right.
It's so a now, good thing nobody's eating my pants.
So now you...
Just had a fucking fake chicken and fake beef.
Exactly.
People eating your pants probably
so
better.
Piss sitting down?
Huh? Mostly.
Do you...
But sometimes, though, I have the issue. If I sit down too fast...
Let me just poke you,
Michael. My schmeckle might get...
You keep a little Jewish man with you?
Never fucking seen Chris's face like that before in my whole fucking life. He looked like Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's amazing.
So yeah, my depending, like if I do too fast, and depending the ratio of seat to bowl, and I'm not, if I'm not paying 100% attention, I might pee in between the seat and the bowl outside of the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just be careful.
Do you, if you are in a
bowl. Oh, that's what I forgot. On this toilet today, because I was so fucking worried, when I went to readjust during the shit, you know how sometimes you have suction? I felt the whole toilet move. Like the whole toilet was ripping. I'm like, oh fuck, if I pull this. That was a scary moment, let me tell you.
What if you fucking flooded the fucking
toilet? I was so worried. I'm like, that's why I kept flushing. I'm like,
flooded it, and then flush. It starts seeping underneath the door.
And then you can see me spraying quickly. Trying to
put spray, and then he runs away.
I walk quickly. I wouldn't run.
A brisk walk.
I'm what? But like my pants are down. That's why I'm walking.
Your jacket is still in there. When you made this up, yeah. When you made this delivery this morning, did you put down a layer of safety paper on the seat?
No.
So you're not a believer of safety paper.
Sometimes you just got no time.
There was sometimes. No time, and there wasn't any. And in all honesty, when you think about all the stuff you touch. In a day, like just in your daily life,
you're a fucking savage.
That toilet seat probably the cleanest thing.
Not like savage, like the way the kids say savage, but like savage, like you're like a Viking. You're savage.
So what do? You go in there and you fucking lay out the framework.
Fucking lay out you put the foundation first. Then you you build up from that.
I'm just worried about that. I do it on a okay.
And then, or if
This was like a middle to high-end boardroom, so I wasn't worried about
the cleanliness. That's fine.
If it's like a public bathroom, let's say one of the
gas station, that's as bad.
Yeah, then I do layer, but then I'm always worried that I don't peel off all the layers. That get stuck to your ass.
Oh, and then you fucking pull out your pants and you got fucking...
I'm very worried about that.
That's
as I get older, I get more and more worried, because as you get older, you forget about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever walked out of the washroom with like toilet paper on your pants? On your shoe? That's a classic.
No, one time I did walk to school.
That's it.
End of story.
Did it once.
And this is why. This is why I never did it again.
And that's why I'm fine now.
And because we wore a uniform, you would wear the same pants 2 days in a row. Like, you know, how many pairs of pants? You think I had 5 pairs of pants to wear one a day?
I think I owned 2.
2, yeah, that's what I had 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was not uncommon to wear it.
You had to. You had no choice.
But apparently I had not fully removed my underwear from the day before. So my... My underwear was my previous day's underwear was sticking out of the pants.
So like you were like flying a flag.
Essentially, I was saying, "Look, I'm gay." That's actually it's actually
one kill.
And there's everybody saying, "I knew it. I fucking knew it."
One kill. Like,
yeah.
Well, how does that happen?
I don't know. And it was one of the girls from Ill Skills. So that went down well. What? You guys remember Ill Skills?
Yeah, but I don't remember how that's relevant to your underwear.
It was one of them, attitude. It was one of them attitude girls.
What girl? We're talking about the fucking underwear in the back of your pants.
Yeah, where are you bringing up Ill Skills from?
Okay. I guess it's not a podcast-friendly discussion, then.
I genuinely have no idea. What?
I guess not.
Okay.
Which reminds me of something else, because this girl looks exactly... Exactly, and I'm sure I haven't shown you guys because you guys don't know who she is, but I've shown other people. She looks exactly like a girl on one of the advertisements on the side of a pornography page. Like, you know how they have, like, you know, blacks in your area? You know how they have, like, those things?
It probably is her.
Russian women in your area? You know how they have those advertisements?
Russian to get with you.
Yeah. Which is another point. Out of all the pornography out there, are you guys surprised you have not seen somebody you know in a porno yet?
No, I'm not.
No? I'm kinda.
I mean, not everybody's fucking down to be...
Fucked.
On film?
No. Well, in this day and age, fuck, everybody seems to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Pulling out all their parts. I just couldn't be bothered to shave that much. Like, to be always camera ready.
Always.
You have to be, though.
They come out of nowhere. We're filming today! Ah!
Well, yeah, but in that line of work, you see it. Sometimes they're in a grocery store. Sometimes
anything can happen.
Sometimes they're on, you know, a trail. No? No? It's just me?
Yeah, just you. It's just you.
You're a lone warrior there.
I'm alone.
I was going to say wolf, and then I was going to say warrior, and then I just said warrior.
No, you said wolf. That's what you actually said.
And so then yeah, that was my day.
That's nice. That's lovely.
But you didn't answer if anybody made a comment.
It was a room of strangers, so I don't think they felt comfortable yet.
But they were definitely like, everybody in the room was definitely like, holy fuck, that guy just dropped a Mondo Duke.
A Mondo Duke.
Practical jokers.
I haven't heard Mondo Duke in a while.
A Mondo Duke, bruh.
So aside from dropping Mondo Dukes.
Oh, and that's another thing about bathrooms. This was curious. So, it was another bathroom today.
Did you say bathroom or washroom?
I'd say whatever comes to my mind. You know what they're called, actually, in this meeting? You know what it said on the paper if you have to go take a piss or a shit? They call it a bio break.
That's the stupidest thing I've heard in my life. Do you guys remember body breaks that would show up on
TV? Body break!
Okay, you remember.
They're on Amazing Race Canada.
Are they?
They were.
Fucking die.
You know, do you guys remember Brand Power?
Yeah.
Brand Power shows up as advertisements now on YouTube for me.
Does it?
Yeah. It's really weird. It's like, I used to
see I get all kind of weird ones.
I don't know what you get.
Like, no. My advertisements pre-YouTube video have a very wide range.
Are they catered to users?
Yeah.
Yeah, they follow your work. Yeah, I'm sure. So, like, sometimes it'll be like
I don't have ad blocker, so.
Like, no, but...
Do you? Yeah, but did you pay for it?
No.
You should pay for it, though. I'll tell you why. It's because people on YouTube, that's their living most of the time, and that's how they make their money.
Oh, no, yeah, whenever
so, like, how much more shit do you want for free?
If
really?
If I watch, like, somebody that I, like, support, I turn off my ad blocker.
Yeah.
If I don't give a... If it's just, like, something that somebody passed to me, I just...
Why, you can pay for an ad blocker?
Yeah. Or you can pay on YouTube for it to be no ads. Like, you can pay YouTube, essentially, and there'll be no ads, I believe is what you can do.
I don't remember what I was going to say now.
YouTube has this thing where you can watch offline now?
How is that possible?
In the States?
That might be Netflix.
How is that possible? No, you can Netflix. Watch offline.
Is it like you download the video?
Oh, yeah. But then what's the fucking... What's the difference?
Like, you want to download it before you get on the bus.
Yeah, but how many videos are you going to download? The videos are only 10 minutes long, usually.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Well, Netflix you can download offline, too, now.
Is it?
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, but that's a movie, at least. Like that.
Yeah.
Or a show.
Which is good.
Speaking of Netflix, Dave Chappelle's special came out. You should watch it. Speaking
I still have to watch your thing.
Okay.
It's on my desk.
Oh, it's moved to a location where we know where it is now. That's good.
I always knew it was in my room.
Oh, that's good that it's in your room, at least. Have you watched any of it? I don't remember if you have.
I've honestly had no time. Like, genuinely, I've been...
Since I gave it to you, like, 3 years
really,
ago.
Really, really. I'm not... I've had... It's been such a three... We'll talk off air as to why. But it's been very, very busy.
3 years, eh? Been very busy.
It's been 6 months, Chris.
I don't think I gave it to you six
months. Okay, not all of us have 2 hours a week to go play ball, okay?
It's just something I do every 2 weeks. every week, actually.
Every two days.
I don't remember what I was trying to say.
Every two days. Two days.
But yeah, so he dropped the special. I have to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
Who the fuck is Hugh?
He. Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Wasn't he, like, off for, like, so long?
Wasn't even off.
He was gone. Like, he vanished into thin air.
He was on a farm.
He was. That was actually where he was.
He was on a farm. I believe he was raising giant chickens.
Oh my god, it's come full circle. The giant chicken video was just viral marketing for his Netflix special. Which you can watch on Netflix. We're totally not viral
marketing.
And
it's a special.
It's a special.
Special.
Special, special, special. I'm excited to watch it.
Are you?
I'm going to give myself a Netflix account just to watch
it. You don't have one yet?
No.
I'm kind of surprised. I thought you would. You seem like the type.
Sorry, Fleming. Sorry. I had one for a little bit, and then I went, meh.
You went away?
No, I went, meh. It's okay.
And I went, meh.
I don't want this right now. And then I heard that his special is a Netflix exclusive, and I went, I guess I want it again.
And so you bought it again?
Oh, I'm going to. This week, probably. Because I want to watch it by myself.
I know. Yeah, some things you can't watch.
To absorb it first, and then maybe with people. If the other people wish to watch it with me.
Mm.
I'm not going to force it on you.
Do you... When you watch comedy... I'm just going to go on. When you watch comedy alone...
Who lives on Drury Lane?
Do you... Do you laugh out loud? It has to be very funny for me to laugh out loud.
If it's funny enough, I will laugh out
loud. Like, it's very rare, but when it's very good, I do.
I will laugh out loud in my house. I don't give a shit.
Like, there are a few things. Like,
sometimes, yeah.
Depending what happens on Impractical Jokers, I will.
Like when Murr, episode?
That one was good, but when Murr was dancing with the choir as a vampire, have you watched it?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That one!
I didn't find that.
No, funny. That one was like, just.
This is fucking stupid.
That was just funny because it was so stupid. That one was just funny because it was stupid. Wow, that one I laughed at. That one. That one was just funny because it was stupid.
They made him dress up as a vampire and just dance.
Yeah, and sing with the black choir! Like, you see, that's funny. It's just a funny one. So that one was funny. And then anything Billy Connolly, Stand Up, I laugh. And Robin Williams, I tend to laugh out loud. And sometimes some other shows I watch. But very rarely do I watch, let's say, just a sitcom that... When you're with people, you laugh out loud. It's just, laughing is a social thing.
Yeah, that's why there's laugh tracks on sitcoms. Have you ever watched a, have you ever watched any of those clips of sitcoms without the laugh tracks? And how,
yeah.
And see how, like for example, Big Bang, it's like, wow, these jokes are not jokes.
Well, I don't know. Like,
well, I mean, I'm not a fan of Big Bang.
I don't know. Are you? I haven't watched it enough to know.
My mom watches it all the time, so I...
Yeah, but your mother...
By osmosis, I've watched it.
But your mother's like my mother. They watch it. They really have no idea what's going on, and they just laugh.
Yeah, my mom has no clue what's happening in Big Bang, I'm sure. 90% of the time, I'm sure she's just going, oh...
Exactly.
Funny, funny.
That's why sitcoms have laughter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, now it's not laugh. Trendy. Now it's not trendy to do that. Now it's... a lot of them have no laughter. It's cheaper, too.
Yeah, laugh tracks are expensive.
Wasn't there like a... I read somewhere that the laugh tracks that are used now are like the voices of like dead people now because of how recycled they are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've also read this somewhere.
Well, think about this, sorry. This one other thing I was thinking was going to have dead people. Is in 50 years' time, how many numbers are going to be in your contact... Not maybe... Yeah, 50 years. How many numbers in your contact list, the name attached to them will be dead and you'll get a call from that same number. And they'll show up with that person's name and they're dead.
Not very.
You don't think so? In 50... Look, I'm going in 10 with my diabetes. Somebody's definitely going to get my number.
Yeah, but most of my friends are my age. Roughly, relatively.
Yeah,
most of
the people in my life. I don't know. This is not a Disney special. Even your friends are going to die someday.
Yeah, I know, but when they die...
He's like, all my friends are my age. So what the fuck does that mean? Are you immortal?
It's not a Disney special.
Did you fucking... response was that? Oh no, I'm okay because all my friends are my age.
What I mean is, when they die, I'm probably going to be dying soon too.
Yeah, but
so I'll be dead too.
No, that number might still go to somebody else. And it's got, so let's say, I don't know, choose one of your friends you don't like.
Bill John.
Yeah, Bill John. Whatever. Let's just say, who do I know? Do I know anybody? No, I don't know any of your friends.
Bill John.
Bill John. Let's say Bill John dies 3 weeks before you. And 3 days after he dies, because there's such a high demand for phone numbers because we're running out so fast, that somebody else gets his number and they call you. And you're going to be like...
Why would they call me, though?
Well, who knows why?
Wrong number.
What is the
fucking likelihood of that? What is the likelihood of that?
It doesn't matter what the likelihood is. There is a likelihood.
It's probably never happened. It's probably happened like 10 times.
Sorry, you want to keep going? Probably happened 20 times.
You know, I'll give you 38.
You know, 34 times.
34 might be.
It must have happened already. It must have happened.
Like a handful of times in the whole world.
What do you mean in the whole world? There's 5 billion people. There's got to be at least 2 billion phone numbers. I'm sure it's happened more than twice. I'm sure.
That's such a strange. That's such an obscure phenomenon. I don't know.
It's not a phenomenon. It's a fact.
It's not
a phenomenon. Is the fucking aurora borealis? phenomenon is, I don't know, Kylie Jenner. That's a phenomenon. Not fucking. This is facts. This is numbers. What the fuck are we dealing with here? If you're gonna use a big word, make sure it works.
What a guy.
A phenomenon. Barry Alice. And then Kylie Jenner.
Can somebody tell me why she's so famous? I give up on fame now. What do you have to do to be famous anymore?
I'll show you what you have to do. You have to have an outfit like this.
What the fuck is that?
See, this is your brother.
That's me.
Why do you look so small?
I know, right?
What the fuck are you wearing? What is this?
That was when I used to work as a janitor.
Oh my, look how small you look.
That was...
Look how small you look.
Don't I look fucking weird?
You look like you belong in a fucking Filipino circus. You're so small.
Look at my fucking head top compared to my body shape, bro.
It's so weird.
Look at my fucking head top.
That's like that picture of that dress that everybody thought was black or was blue.
Yeah, you go, where the fuck is this Photoshopped or not? I was going to send it to the group first. I wanted to do it first. Live and uncut. Mike's reaction to me looking like a fucking Pinocchio villain.
Oh my god.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that a weird picture?
That is fucking scary.
So for the listener, the picture I showed Michael and Lump Master Supreme. What were you calling the sandwich?
Master Lumpy.
No.
That's what it's called.
Do you have picture messaging?
Chicken Supreme.
No, don't picture message. I don't have that.
Don't do that!
I sent it to myself, because it's so great.
Do you really not have picture messaging?
No, I don't. I have to turn on my data to do that. And I have 50
Your data?
You heard me.
But I thought video message.
Can't you do it over
Wi-Fi? Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
Yo. No, I can't, because it's cold in here, so the Wi-Fi...
Sorry, hang on.
Is that the Wi-Fi going by?
Hang on, I see a movie.
It's over there. The Wi-Fi is all over the place. But yeah, so for the listener, the other day, a friend of mine...
Thursday.
No, it was actually Monday evening.
Good. So it was Monday evening.
Yeah, it wasn't Thursday.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he...
Which one?
You don't know him. The one I went to go to basketball with today.
I know him. I know all your friends.
Yeah, you know the guy.
You don't know.
The basketball guy.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. So, he sent me this...
Oh, picture. What's his name?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
From, what's the place?
That place.
Down by Drury Lane.
No, this is between us. What the fuck are you doing?
He's like, this is my dick. He's like,
what am I gonna say? Drury Lane. I know what the. What the fuck? You put your foot down. What the fuck? This is a podcast. People can see what you're doing.
Can I ask why this is over here?
Do you know why? Mike wants to show off how much of a fucking shooter he is now. He's wearing.
Hey, you haven't black the Adidas. Word of the day.
Today, fuck! How many shooters were out with their fucking Caprice and their Canada Goose jackets on? I'm like, go fuck yourself. What the fuck is this?
How do you feel about these pants? See how I tried to recover that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It didn't work, but, hang on. 51, 50.
Hey, Dick Muncher, how do you feel about these pants? You have the zipper that goes up to barely the knee.
You know, here's the funny thing.
Now I can see his hands.
Why? Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's because they're saying to themselves, we're paying some poor Chinese kid 18 cents an hour to make the pants.
But
we can only charge $25 for them. How can we charge $60 for a pair of sweatpants? We have some extra zippers. Put the zippers on them.
Where? Doesn't matter.
Find you think the zippers make them more expensive?
Mike, put your fucking feet down. What? Do you not know how sound works? You're blocking Chris from the microphone.
I am speaking through his legs. Hello, can you hear me?
I have a cricket in my throat.
You have a what?
Mm-hmm.
A cricket? Why are crickets so noisy?
I have SARS.
Why are they only...
You have SARS?
I think so.
Why are they only noisy at nighttime? Is that because they are awake? Are they noisy in their sleep?
I've never actually seen a cricket during the day. That's a good point.
Where do they go? Do they just fuck off?
You know, if you actually saw a cricket, would you know what it looked like?
No, yeah. I've never seen a cricket.
No, but I mean, have you really like seen a cricket?
Yes.
Oh, would you see it?
Where have you seen a cricket, Mike?
At the cottage.
Oh, okay,
that's right. What do you mean? At the cottage. What were you doing in the grass that tall, that late at night?
It didn't have to be tall. They're out in the grass. It doesn't have to be tall grass.
Every time you speak,
don't look at him. He's not a biologist. He doesn't know.
Every time you speak, your chair like vibrates and it feels funny on my foot.
Does it?
My foot is resting against your chair.
That's nice.
You know?
No, not that time because you weren't loud.
If moths like the light so much, why don't they just come out during the day?
I think they're stupid.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I saw on Snapchat that apparently scientists cannot explain why moth likes light so much.
See, do you know what? You can't start any fact with that.
I saw on Snapchat.
Well, because Snapchat has become this weird... Honestly, I know we're on it because of this, of the podcast. That's really the only reason. But I don't get it. I don't understand what section of social media Snapchat fulfills that the other guys don't.
Nudes!
True, but... I mean, you take a screenshot anyway. What's the difference?
I don't know why I raised my voice for that.
Should I say that again, Chris? I didn't hear you.
Roots! Foods!
So is that why the Snapchat, whatever, winks? That guy winking? Is that why?
No, I think that's because he has hepatitis.
The fuck? Is that a symptom?
I don't know.
I've been winking a lot.
you know what that means.
Yep. You're a Snapchat ghost. Yep.
Can you wink with both eyes or just one eye? I can only do my right.
As I've discovered right now, I can do both.
Yeah, can you do both?
This, if I do it with my right eye, it's a little awkward.
No, if you do it like that, you're just closing both eyes. The way you're doing it is like...
just shutting his eyes. Look, I can wink with both eyes.
He's like, watch, I can do it with my right. I did it.
I can't do it with my right eye.
Can you raise your eyebrow? Both eyes?
No.
This is a great thing to do on a purely visual form of entertainment.
True, yeah.
Discuss about the things we're doing visually.
Yeah, yeah. Watch the thing I can do with my face. Just go, okay, I'm going to do it. You guys go, wow, ready?
Wow. Well, why are you actually doing a thing with your face?
This is not really a thing.
Like, what I mean, is it? It's more than what you were doing.
I'm going to call this Japanese girl emoji.
It's like emoji, yeah.
Japanese girl emoji. That's racist.
I feel like that's you every day.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Maybe I have a little Japanese girl somewhere.
Okay. I hope she's not locked in the basement.
What's wrong with you?
I think this broom started with a label and then somebody gave up.
Yeah.
Gar.
As you know, my family can't spell.
I know, from the...
from Vancouver.
From the chesticles over there.
From Vancouver.
Chesticles?
Vancouver, that's right.
What the fuck is a chesticle?
I don't know. It's a word that
a chesticle?
It's a chesticle. Is that where you have a testicle chest. On your chest? Instead of a nipple, you have a testicle?
Oh, coffee. Can you imagine if you had testicles on your nipples?
Yeah, well, that would make soccer very difficult.
That'd be anything difficult, really.
A purple nurple?
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
Michael, Chris. I just had a curious thought. Are there any parts of your body in basketball you can dribble the ball with? Like, is it any part of your arm?
You're not allowed to use your feet.
But what about your arm? Are you allowed to, like, dribble with your elbow?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really, though?
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, you have no advantage by doing
I think
that.
I just found a loophole in the game.
I mean, like, the closest thing to that is someone once did an elbow pass, which was baller as fuck.
Was
like, it was during an all-star game.
Oh, okay. But that doesn't really count, though.
No, but it was still cool as hell.
But isn't that... Don't you think that hurt his funny bone?
No, because, like, he was driving. He was going... He was going...
It was an all-star game. What was he doing? What was he doing using Uber if he was fucking this game?
Yeah, this is a long time ago. There was no Uber. So it was Beck.
Taxi. Taxi.
Not Crown. A burp is coming out. Hold on. There it is.
Well done.
There was a sequel, but it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
So he was driving to the hoop.
Yeah.
And then he went, like, behind his back. Because, you know, behind the back pass, everyone goes, oh, it's behind the back pass.
Yeah.
So the guy that was guarding him went to go behind the back. But as he threw the ball, he brought his elbow back. And thusly used his elbow to pass to the guy that was over there instead.
That's good.
And then that guy fucked up the layup. So...
That's good.
I was like, God,
you know what happens? It happens in almost all sports. Soccer, I notice a lot. When the pass is so unbelievable...
And you're like, holy fuck!
That the guy can't believe he got the ball.
Yeah, he was
so he's like, whoa!
It happened today. We were playing. my friend of mine had the ball further away. And there was no...
Was he driving or not driving?
He was he was stationary dribbling. And then there was four people between us, and he just whipped the ball so fast. And it almost hit my other friend square in the fucking head, but my friend just happened to be moving in the other direction. So it's like, it was like one of these things where just everything happened so perfectly. Like, he was going this way, the ball was going this way.
I know that feeling.
And then I just went, what the fuck? And I was like, oh my bad, I missed
There was one time, when we were playing soccer, and I was in the wall for the free kick. And the ball went, like, right beside my face. Like, we jumped, and I heard it
like
as it went by.
You very, very gently.
Being in the wall has got to be intimidating.
Maybe, I think maybe on an amateur level.
Who had balls thrown at him many times during his life, I think he's fine by now.
Yeah. I think, actually, the balls, the way they make them now, are much softer than they used to be.
Weren't they trying to get rid of headers?
I heard about that, yeah. In youth soccer, they're trying to get rid of heading?
Because of concussions or something?
True, but I think the science on that is a little bit divided.
Mm.
Because the ball is not really
Divided how? Like global warming divide?
No, east-west divide.
Oh, okay.
So you have like the Japanese way of doing it, and you have North American way of doing it.
What's with your obsession with Japan?
I don't know, I have a little bit of Japan! You know, because I was thinking about
getting sushi today. Glorious Nippon! Sorry.
So, but yeah, now they make...
Kind of the Japs.
I don't know if you guys ever watched the highlights.
This episode should be called The Japs.
No, it shouldn't.
Fucking racist.
You're not allowed to...
You're not allowed to say that.
You don't get to go, hey, this episode should be called the one where I'm racist.
Yeah. Actually, it will be. The one where Michael says a racist thing.
And then people have to listen.
Yeah.
To see what racist thing.
What was I saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, now the way they make the balls, they're much softer.
Oh.
And they're actually more round, believe it or not. I know that's a weird thing to say about a ball.
Before they were cubes.
No, but before they had the indents from each individual...
Hexagon.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now they're actually more round.
Very good. This is very good.
Points. Well done. Star. They're more round, so actually the aerodynamics has changed. That's why you see that swerve. I don't know if you guys ever watch a free kick and you see the ball swerve like that.
They bend it like Beckham, no?
No. I said swerve.
He didn't say bend, you fucking doorknob.
Sorry, I said swerve.
Did you hear what he said?
Swerve. Say fucking Gary Lane one more time, because I don't even want to fucking say it. Or whatever the fuck he said.
Lane?
Jewelry Lane.
I was like, what the fuck is he talking
about? The fuck is Gary Lane?
Because that's how much we're listening to you. That's how much I'm listening.
I listen.
Are you?
Gary Lane.
It's Gary Lane, right, Chris?
Yeah, SpongeBob lives there.
Is that where it is?
No. He lives in Bikini Bottom.
Mm. That show was fucked up.
You know what's back? Samurai Jack's back.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
Fucking, I haven't started yet because I still want to rewatch all of the other seasons.
I gotta watch it. Everybody tells me it's good. That's on my list. Rick and Morty's on my list.
Rick and Morty is, I don't remember if they've
been. And there's actually, speaking of, a Japanese one. I'm not even kidding. Somebody I used to work
with. Anime?
It's Which something anime? About giants, about how these,
Attack on Titan.
That's it. But they only did one season.
I believe so. I think a second one is coming.
It's on the way. That I want, is it good?
I haven't watched it.
A lot of people everyone, say,
my brother watches a lot of anime.
Shock.
He says it's good. Yeah, can you tell with his haircut that he
Oh, your brother, man, makes... Your brother makes me laugh. Your brother needs to delete his Snapchat account. Because your brother is making me waste so much fucking data.
You don't have to watch
On them. Stupid fucking shit. It's just him, a fucking emoticon of a fucking fire and a fireman. What the fuck? Or him driving down your fucking street.
Those
swerving with your...
You're a caveman in the past. Is there someone in your throat singing in the back?
Is your brother still an Instagram superstar?
No, I don't think so.
No? I thought he had like 500 million people following him.
No, he's like, I don't know. Well, he's not that many.
How many?
Not anymore, I don't think. Before he did.
What do you mean not anymore?
Remember? He left? What was it before?
I don't, it was like...
It was something stupid. Like we used to... Yeah. It used to be like 3,000 likes on a picture of him just laying in bed with some ridiculous haircut.
Yeah.
That, actually.
The thing that's on your head.
His hair's longer than mine.
Why? You're moving your feet on the ground like a kid at recess. Like,
it's longer than mine.
No.
It's longer than mine.
No.
Oh, man. Fuck. What a day.
It smells like Fruit Loops in here.
I took a shit.
Did you know that? I'm on my last box of tricks.
Oh, and then what?
And then I'm going to be sad because it's the last
one. You know, I never got into cereal, really.
Cereal get into you?
No, never.
I got a lot of cereal into me.
No, breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. It's my favorite meal to go out for, if I'm honest.
I went to Denny's the other day. That's a fucking great place. Breakfast for dinner.
I don't remember the last time I had breakfast for dinner. I had been one time when I just wanted a waffle.
I haven't had an Eggo in a long time too, actually.
Eggos are great.
We used to go to those by the fucking super pack. There used to be like 48 in there.
You're probably not wrong. That sounds like a number that they would pack them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think it's 48. 48's what? Four dozen. No.
Four dozen.
Four dozen, yeah.
You're not wrong. That's math.
No, you're supposed to say. When I get the math right, you're Very supposed good. To say. Bingo. Well done.
Bingo?
What's his name? What a stupid name for a dog, though.
Bingo?
Yeah.
Why is the game called stupid. Bingo?
Because Bingo, what's his name, oh?
Duh.
It could be any five-letter name. Could have been any letter word. Could have been takes. Wheels.
But Bingo is not actually a word. Bingo is like a thing people... Do people even say Bingo?
Bingo!
Like, in Street Fighter...
Idiots.
A, in Street Fighter, there's a character who says Bingo when he critical does a certain hit. Move. No, nobody says critical
no?
hit ever.
Which one's that?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Nobody ever goes critical hit.
No, I'm sure I've heard that somewhere.
Maybe in your mind. In your sick, twisted mind.
Do you know, now that you touch my vice.
It was actually...
The reason I started cleaning is because I'm beginning
you
my...
You cleaned in here?
Yeah, can't you tell a little bit?
No.
I'm beginning my
evacuation?
Renovation.
Evacuation?
Right.
Your renovation for what?
Huh? No, just I'm gonna put my bench in here, my tools, my vice. I'm gonna actually have a welder coming, like a welder, a machine that welds.
Oh, not like an actual guy who just comes to weld.
Yeah, it's Gary, fat guy. He just stays in the garage. So I need him. And so this is my grandfather's vice. And while I like it, one of the reasons I want a welder actually is because you see the pole here, it's not exactly straight. You see, and this makes it a little bit frustrating to use. So, I might make another one of these. But, it is my grandfather, so I want to leave it alone. And it might go on display. So, I was looking up, because I want to buy a new one. What advice? Michael, pay attention.
The blankness on his face!
Listen.
It's just...
So, I want to buy another vice, right? Michael, why look at me when I'm talking to you. I want to buy another vice. So, here's the thing.
In his head, it's just...
You can buy a vice. Actually, I want to buy two vices. Did you say two vices or just two vices?
Visas.
Two visas. So I want to buy... This is what's called a machine.
Stop,
Michael. Pay attention,
stop
man. I'm trying to make something personal to my life. Michael.
When you turn this thing, you have. Why can't you just turn it like this? Why do you have to wait for this thing to come down?
Because if you're doing something that's a particular size, yeah, it's not always a full turn. You fucking Egypt.
Yeah, if there's something that sticks out this way, let's say. You need to drop it.
So yeah. Keep turning. Or if something sticking out this way.
Oh, I see.
So anyway, guess how much a good, let's say, Snap-on, Wilton. I'm saying the name because I'm hoping somebody's listening and can send me one. Snap-on, Wilton, like a good machinist vice cost. A higher end one, like a proper one. How much?
$70.
No, how much? Really?
$450.
Dollars? $450?
No.
Yeah.
450 eggs.
Yeah. Fuck. You know what? Actually, probably it is, probably does. At $4. $4.
155 meters.
So
what's the number?
It's actually $400.
I win with Price of Right rules. So, fuck you.
What'd you say?
Price of Right. I said I win by Price is Right.
The price of Right.
That's what I said.
But what did you bid?
$70. So I'm low. I'm low.
See, now $70, I might spend and buy a what's called a carpenter's vice,
ooh,
which sits flush with the front of the bench.
Right. As opposed to Vice City, which sits inside of the PS2
or a PC in my case. Mm. You know, so yeah, that's sort of my vice situation.
All right, now I'm going to tell a story that I don't give a shit about.
Go ahead.
Lately, I've been playing the new Zelda, because that game
is on Switch.
Bomb as fuck. No, on Wii U. It came out on Wii U.
Wii.
And I'm one of seven people that bought a Wii U.
Why don't you just turn it? Fucking idiot, Michael. Fucking guy. Why don't you just turn it?
Chris,
fucking use your mind.
About his fucking Nintendo.
It's yeah, fine. I'm just trying to
see. At least when you told your story, he just sat there and pretended he was listening. There you go. That's better. So now I can talk with no interruptions. So that game is really good. And if you like video games,
you're looking like he looks like he's looking at somebody trying to close, and he's not impressed.
He looks like he's.
I'm the guy who's trying to close. What the fuck's wrong? What do you mean?
He's not impressed with himself.
Is it good? Is it worth buying?
It's really good.
How much was it?
The game? Well, I got it.
You break these chairs, so fucking.
Okay. He's like a child. If you take one more step into the kitchen without wiping your shoes, Derek. And Derek takes another step into the
yeah,
kitchen.
Yeah, but you see, Derek's just a dick.
Derek is a dick. But, no, yeah.
Chris knows a Derek that he hates.
I'm trying to remember if I do know a Derek.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think I've ever met a Derek.
Derek had a little lamb.
You did.
I don't remember.
Neither do I.
Think hard. Think 2010.
Oh, I know.
Derek! So anyways, Breath of the Wild, that guy's not a dick? I don't know if he's a dick. I don't know. I don't even know who we're talking about. Breath of the Wild.
His name is Derek.
I don't know who he is! Derek! Fuck!
Okay, go ahead.
Breath of the Wild's really good.
I know two Derek's, actually.
You guys should play it. It's real good. It's a fun time. That game has
that.
The you threw me off.
Tourette's.
I'm throwing myself off.
It's fucking Chewbacca. That's so racist.
That's not like, that's
no,
not
that
like
actually me. Fuck, when I was taking my shit.
No wonder you were worried about people hearing
like,
you.
It was like,
you're trying to cover up the noise.
I was trying to shit. That's what I was doing.
Everyone just ever saw me.
No. I'd rush it for a day weirder that I'm singing in the bathroom than,
okay,
than having an explosive diarrhea.
Yes. But yeah, Breath of the Wild has the...
Breath?
Breath of the Wild. That's what it's called. Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
It's the most I've ever, while playing a game, gone, what the fuck is that? And then gone toward that thing.
Mm.
And then while I'm going towards that thing, I see something else that distracts me. And I go, what the fuck is that? So then I go to that thing instead. And that both things are worth going to. Mm. It's a good time. It's a real good time. Mm. I've done maybe 9% of the story. And I've played it for like fucking 2 weeks right now. It's a good time. I've done nothing and I've had fun.
Good. That's most.
And I highly.
That's the best part of life.
I highly recommend it if anybody likes it.
Is this a new jacket?
No, this is a jacket I use whenever I'm going to stink.
I like it because it says Etal form.
Yeah, that's the company my dad works for, and this is the jacket they gave him.
Yeah, his father works, Michael.
Yeah.
What kind of a racist comment is that?
But Etal form, I thought it was like some random no-name jacket.
No, this is the company that he works for.
No, it is a no-name jacket. They put their logo on the no-name jacket.
Actually, the name of this jacket is,
It's probably on the back.
Pepperidge Farm, I think, is what it says.
What? Pepper Farm? What is it? What is it? Riveting.
X-Series!
Yeah.
It's the X-Series of jackets,
This was formerly worn by,
It says X-Series White Power... White Ridge, sorry.
Yeah, it was first worn by, Wolverine.
Yeah, White Ridge.
Yeah.
The WhiteRidgeInc.com.
Yeah.
X series. This is a large. It fits me well.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a large.
Looks quite small for a large.
I guess large means small then.
Today I was actually at a store.
No, hold on. You told story. I told story. Your turn to tell story. No one listens.
Oh yeah, you tell a story, Michael. We're not gonna say anything until you tell a story.
Go on.
Tell a story. When you went to get the haircut and you brought that picture.
No, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, go.
And what picture?
Yes,
we brought a picture of the haircut.
I didn't bring a picture of the haircut.
Oh, you didn't.
No.
Maybe that's the reason. Chris, it's Michael's story.
You didn't start.
I don't have a story.
Just anything. What did you do today? Past whatever long we've not done this.
Which has been a month, I think.
Have you seen any movies?
I was literally at work all day.
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a hard knock life.
I know you've gone to see movies. What movie?
Yeah,
Name one of the movies you've seen.
Have you seen Get Out?
Have you seen Get Out?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. Just Chris.
Okay.
Have you seen Get Out?
No. What movie is that?
Get Out?
No, I've seen the reviews. It's supposed to be very good.
It is really good. And then I've seen
Split. Directed by Mr. Peele.
Yeah, which is shocking, actually. I was shocked.
Racist.
What?
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. So yeah, so go on. Go on. Give your opinion about one of the movies you've
Michael,
seen.
Michael, it is not that cold near.
I'm cold.
Well, maybe you need to wear proper pants, not this fucking nylon shit.
Maybe you need to wear fucking proper pants.
Excuse me. You know when this happened? This happened today. I'm very upset.
Oh, wait, those are his podcast pants.
Yeah, they're my podcast pants. I wore them.
The wannabe cargo pants. They now have a hole in them.
You know what the funny thing was, though? I had already fixed it once. Like, you see, that's my work.
But, you see here.
See, you know what I was thinking?
You see here. This is my vagina.
You see here. You see here. This is where my clitoris is. It's right here, Michael. And you always fucking miss it. I tell you. It's right. I tell you, Michael. It's right here. Michael, it's right there, man. Every time. I'm just lying there looking at the ceiling like, fuck it, come on. Well, you know what the problem is? Is that I'm very picky when it comes to pants. So when I find a pants I like, I wear it until they...
My God! I like those pants!
Do you know where that's from, Chris? That's from Impractical Jokers.
Okay.
Those are my favorite pants! Those are my favorite.
I can't do it. My voice is gone.
That was a good laugh.
If you want two two-for-fives, do you say I want two two-for-fives? Or one
no,
four for
like
ten.
No, we both got a 2 for 4 for 10.
No, but really.
I agree, I got a 4 for 10. Because those are really a 2 for 5.
This is the thing. This is what I have with the sushi place I go to now.
Uh-huh.
Is that I always get 2 number 2 specials.
Uh-huh.
And I want them all salmon.
Okay.
Or, right?
So, Hang on.
So every time I order them and I get there, the lady goes, why don't you tell me your name when I order? Because I always order the same thing. This way they can prepare it right away. So, I go, okay. So, next time I call, like, it was literally 3 days ago, and I see this woman once a week.
Right.
So I call, I go, okay, it's so-and-so. She goes, okay. And then I wait, because I'm assuming she knows my order.
Right.
Nothing. She goes, what do you want, sir? I go, okay. So I'm like, okay, fine, just remember. 2 number 2s, all... She goes, oh, I remember you! That's not sure for me. She goes, why did you tell me your name? I just fucking told you. So here's the thing, though, is because she's always confused when I say 2 number 2s.
Right.
Because I was confused. Sometimes I get there, there's only one made, and I feel bad to say I ordered 2.
Right.
So I just leave with the 1.
Wait, look at this model.
Why is that confusing? 2 number 2s.
Because they don't speak English, Michael. Okay. I didn't do the accent because my voice is gone.
Fucking leaned in to tell you this. It went from back here about 3 feet.
This is showing how much of a racist you are.
And then pointing like 6 inches away and said, because they don't speak English, Michael.
Okay. I can't do the voice. My fucking throat is killing me.
Deep throwing too much dick.
We went to that place. I took you there a few weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
They're nice people.
There.
You were watching Get In, Get Out.
No, Gotta Get Out.
Oh, Gotta Get Out.
Gotta Get Back to the Past. Jack.
It's just called Get Out, but...
But...
What was your opinion
on Get Out? You see that? Michael. It's called Get Out, but...
Michael, what was your opinion on Get Out?
It was really good, actually. I liked it.
Yeah?
So what were you saying? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Brew toast.
That's not how it's supposed to work. Yeah, if somebody's having a stroke, don't wait for them to say burnt toast.
That's just the natural tickle.
Like, they're eating, somebody's having a stroke. Oh, I think it's fine. He didn't say anything about burnt toast.
He didn't say anything about burnt toast. Oh, God!
Why do they say burnt toast? Can they just say burnt?
They don't say anything.
No. They say as a symptom, if they you smell burnt toast. But really, burnt toast just smells like burnt.
That's true.
I mean, it vaguely all smells the same.
Thanks for your input.
That's what the person who was having the stroke does. Oh, fuck, it's burnt pizza. I'm fucked.
Oh, no, you're good.
You're good.
Oh, burnt pizza, you're fine.
What do you smell? Burnt apple pie, you're fine.
Fuck you, shit.
You're fine. Fine, what is it? Oh, fucking burnt potato, you're fine.
Thank God.
Oh, my God. Thank God, you're good.
You know, you got me worried for a second there.
10% of the guys, he never said anything. So really, do you say four for ten or two for or two for?
We both got two for fives. So I.
What did you eat your food?
In the car.
I was too.
But hard. You drove.
Yeah.
No, I walked.
Oh, I thought you drove.
No, he drove.
Basketball.
What do you play?
It's in Vaughan somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy.
You go all the way to fucking Vaughan.
It's not that far. It's like a 20-minute drive, not even.
Oh my God!
It's not 20 minutes.
Where is it in Vaughan?
I don't remember.
Where?
It's in a high school.
Oh, so it could be anywhere.
So it could be any school.
That's right. Good luck. That's your mission. Yeah. I've given you the coordinates. Vaguely.
Your mission is?
Find this
a high school. And that's it.
Now what? Yeah, I don't know. You figure it out. You're smart.
Who's been doing your beard for you, Michael?
Sorry,
will you point at your forehead? What does that mean?
My barber.
It means she's celebrating.
Yeah, what do you go to now?
It's a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh, that guy in that condo? Who you're shitting your pants when you leave?
No, the first time I went there was pretty sketch, but...
Yeah, and now you're... Now it's really sketch.
No, now he's my boy, so...
Sorry to this, like...
Man, you're such a racist, man. Such a racist. What a guy. Chris, are you not offended?
No.
As one of them, aren't you not offended?
That's good.
Yeah, see that? See what I did there? I subverted the joke.
He made himself seem like racist while being racist.
Yeah, and I showed the over-worry of the white culture that everything is always causing offense. Which it is.
It's kind of why I'm really excited to watch this special of Dave Chappelle's, because he's never given a fuck about, like... But then again, like, the last time he made a special, like, the culture of everyone's offended wasn't really a thing. You know what I mean? It's like lately people have been getting offended.
Do you know what the thing is though? It comes, it's like, everything when it comes to that kind of stuff is like a pendulum. So, like 20 years ago, people were...
Yeah, like...
Or not even, some comedians were not so much racism, but there was a lot of, misogyny. There was some comedians that was their main...
My favorite example, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Who I think is pretty good at stand-up. I like some of the old stand-up was...
Oh, his 80s stuff is fucking fantastic.
When he's wearing fucking leather, fantastic. Like a shiny condom.
Yeah.
That's what the style was. Just shiny condom. But, Eddie Murphy.
If your condoms are shiny, I think that means they're leaking.
No, but that's what he looked like. Oh. I'm not saying that mine are. I'm saying that he looked like one.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
What do you mean yours? You have custom-made condoms?
Obviously.
They look like a little Eddie Murphy.
Does everyone?
It's a little Eddie Murphy there.
It's literally
Eddie Murphy saying, have you ever seen the times when they come out of Rocky? That was one of the famous ones from that, but it's okay.
No, like, he literally has a bit where he just does a racist Asian thing.
Yeah.
He literally stands there and just goes like, ching chong for like 5 minutes.
So you know,
and
he
kills.
I think it depends.
Like, imagine someone going on stage today and pulling something like that.
I think it depends on the comedian.
Yeah, do you need to have come on, give me words to say here.
You have to, I think if you don't show.
Like if I am guy.
For example this. If you're make a racist joke.
Right.
And it's an audience full of white supremacists, then it's a racist joke.
Yeah, but with those specials, the audience is not just the audience who's there at that point in time. Like,
no, is that how TV works, Michael?
No, I know.
I thought it was just for me. I thought somebody brought one camera in, and it was just for me.
But then you're saying that if the audience is full of white supremacists...
No,
white
what I mean is you do get, hang on, you do get a rough idea of who the intended audience is by... how the crowd reacts to certain things.
Sure.
Right? So, for example... See, the thing, Robin Williams made a lot of... For example...
Sorry, before you... Go ahead. You said Robin Williams and now you reminded me. There's a character in Breath of the Wild who looks like Robin Williams.
And what?
In Zelda. There's Zelda. Oh. And like,
do you know why?
Yeah, because he's a big fan of it.
Because he named his daughter Zelda.
Yes, he named his daughter Zelda. Yeah. And apparently, like, when he died, Nintendo was like, oh, we're going to do something.
Yeah, he's a big fan. I think he's actually in a commercial for them.
And apparently he's in, like, a character looks like he is in the game. Yeah. I haven't found that character because this game is fucking massive.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What I'm saying is, so he did a lot of accents, for example.
Right.
But nobody ever accused him of racism.
Right.
So where the line is, I'm not exactly sure, but it is intent.
I think intent. Like, I don't know. Like, with stand-up, I don't go, that was a racist joke. I mean, if you take it quite literally, it is a racist joke.
Well, here's the thing.
Because it's a joke about race.
A joke is almost always offending somebody. There is no joke that is not offending
someone.
There just isn't.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying every joke is racist. I'm just saying every joke is offending somebody.
Yes.
So.
Yes, this is true. Yeah. Most jokes.
You know what I mean? And then where do you go with the fact? So, for example, this thing always comes up in, let's say, classic plays or opera, for example. So, for example, Othello is a play about a black king or prince, I believe.
Is that the Shakespeare one?
Yeah. And it has always...
Wait, is that... Hold on. So, Othello is about a black guy?
Yeah.
So is that why the game that where the one side is black and one side is white is called Othello? Like the chips? Where like
what game is that?
Othello. It's literally called Othello.
I don't know. I've never seen that game. So anyway, for years and years and years, it was played by white men, obviously, because that's where the play came from. So Laurence Olivier, who you guys may have heard this name, Laurence Olivier, is a very famous actor. He played Othello in blackface.
Ah.
And I don't know if this, in this day and age, whether you can do that or not.
Mm. Wait, so this happened like last week?
No. He did it in the 50s, I believe. And he won an Oscar for it. Oh, but really? It's like...
Yeah, that wouldn't have flew today.
I hate to be this guy because I'm going to come across now as a massive racist. But why is it not okay? I'm talking purely academically, not... You know what I mean? It was kind of like the whole Robert Downey Jr. character in Tropic Thunder.
I haven't seen that, but apparently that's really hilarious.
It is. So he's playing an Australian guy who's playing... It's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, because the movie's about like actors in a movie.
Yeah. He's playing, I believe, an Australian actor who's playing an American black actor. And he actually became black for the role. So it's...
Who's that? Iron Man.
He's the guy from Iron Man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So is that like... Is that okay in this day and age? If somebody were to do that, like for real?
This game.
Beyond the joke?
You guys never seen this game?
That's called Othello?
Yeah.
I thought that was called Chinese Checkers.
No,
Chinese Checkers. Kidding.
I've never seen that game, really.
I used to play this all the time at my teacher's house. Legitimately, as a child, I played this a lot.
Was Lola there?
No.
Were you having a Lola?
Was I having one? Like, what, I'm giving birth to a Lola?
No.
The ice cream.
Idiot. Fucking idiot. Continuity, brother.
I fucked it up.
Who the fuck was that? See that? The shooter comes out in Mike sometimes.
Brother?
Continuity, bro.
He said brother.
But brother is racist.
Racist is this guy's fucking word of the day.
It is.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
It is. Anyway.
It's a good point. It's a good point to make. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited to watch the special. Mm. I'm like trying to keep
When's it coming out?
It's out 3 days
ago. Well, that's right, Netflix is like that.
No, it was out like 3 days, like actually 3 days
ago. They released it on a Monday?
Tuesday, sorry. 2 days
ago. They released it on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's weird, actually.
Are you crying? Are you upset? It's just Tuesday, Michael,
don't worry, we'll be okay.
It's just a Tuesday.
All your friends will not die before you, relax.
Hi, continuity, brother.
I can't believe you said that. As if that excludes anybody from death. All my friends are my age.
Yeah, I have a total of zero people who are older than me.
That whole conversation still doesn't make sense to me. I don't...
Michael, there are going to be people in your contact list. How many people do you have in your contact list?
I don't know, like 100? 200?
How many people do you have in your contact list?
Less than that.
Okay. So there's going to be people in the next 50 years who are going to die, and that number's going to go to somebody else, and then that number might call you.
Why would they call me, though?
Michael, it doesn't... Who knows?
There's no way they would call me. Like, the odds are so obscure.
Please, don't say that again, because it fucking annoys me. You can't say, it won't happen, and then next phrase say the odds are obscure. Either it's very likely not to happen, or it will never happen. That's the two options.
Okay.
You can't argue like that.
Listen, this is a piece of wood, it's probably glass.
That's exactly what you sound like. But I'm saying, okay, so imagine this.
I don't even remember the last time somebody dialed my number and it was the wrong number.
They dialed your number?
You don't get that?
No.
Okay, then I don't know how you use your phone. Somebody has to call you by mistake once in a while.
I don't remember the last time.
What I'm saying is, they've called me. You might have a friend from high school who you haven't spoken to in 5 years. They might die. I hate everybody will, even though they're your age. That number might go to somebody else, and in the future you might work with somebody who has your friend's old number, and they're gonna call you, and he's gonna be like, "Oh my god, this person died." Then you pick it up, and you're like, "Yeah, can I have 50 boxes of paper or whatever the fuck you do? I don't know. I'm just saying, it's not gonna happen. It's likely to happen.
I don't think it's likely to happen.
Okay, all you're the numbers likely to I'll happen. Tell you why. Like all the numbers in your phone are from people who live in this city. 95% of them.
Okay.
So, and in your life, unless you move to fucking Halifax, you're gonna be in this city. So those numbers are gonna get recycled to people in this city.
Question, sir, if he moves to the coupe.
Then it's very unlikely to happen.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's not likely to happen.
Please don't pull your hair over your head like that.
Yeah, please
don't. It makes you look like a fucking Shakespearean character.
Yeah, who would play a black guy? You're racist.
It's not likely to happen.
It might not be likely.
Oh,
but there is a problem. Oh, I never said
I'm the one who's arguing.
No, you said it's never gonna happen.
No, and then said it's not likely. You just said that it's likely to happen, and then you just said that it's not likely to happen.
I think it's more likely to happen than your phrase of it's not ever gonna happen.
I think it's not likely to happen at all.
I'll tell you. You know what? I'll tell you how it's gonna happen.
Tell me.
So, now both of your example. No, both of your grandparents live on the same street as you.
Yeah.
They're not your age. So eventually, one day, in 50 years from now, they're going to pass on.
Okay.
And the people who move into that house might be your neighbors. And they're going to inherit your grandparents' old number. And they're going to call you. So it is very likely. It is very likely.
So why would they call me if they're...
Because they're your neighbor. What if they're going to call... Hey, Mike, you left your car door open. It happens. Mike, are you home because your garage door is open?
My neighbors don't even have my phone number.
But your new neighbors, you might actually like them. I'm not talking to your neighbors. They're going to be living in your grandparents' house. You might get their number. They might give you their number.
You know what the best part about that example was? The fact that these people are going to inherit your
phone number. But it's true, though. It often happens.
But they... No, but you used the word inherit as
if... Okay, sorry I tried to use some kind of colorful language.
No, but
and,
it just...
And my number... That is going to be to the people who buy my house.
Yeah, exactly.
They get that.
My grandkids get...
Hang on. So if you move, Michael... If your parents move...
You think your wife's funny, guys?
Why is it funny?
Because you said, like, they're going to... I'm not talking to you.
Why is it funny?
Because you use the word inherit, which triggers things like, and my grandkids, they will get
my goodness,
the lawnmower and the snowmobile.
I can't use... The people they have a snowmobile. They live in the city.
The people moving into my house, they may have my phone number.
Well, when you sometimes move out, you leave the appliances. So you might leave a phone with the phone number.
Leave a sticky note on the fucking table. Here's my number.
What'd you put on the table? You leave it in the fridge. You don't leave a table.
You gotta leave a table too. The fuck makes the rules? Is there any rules against that? Fuck you, I wanna leave a table.
Yeah, what the fuck are you leaving the table for?
I'm gonna fucking leave a table. Who gives a shit? I'll leave it in the middle of the room, sideways.
Oh, man.
Wait, but how can you tell if the table is sideways? Holy shit. Come on, now, come on. Just like a regular table, not like what's on the desk.
That is good, though.
Like, you just have the table. Which way is sideways? Like, tell me. Tell me, Mike. You're looking at me like I'm fucked. Tell me which way is sideways if you
run. Tell the man!
The table in my kitchen.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Which way is sideways?
That's actually...
Fucking hell.
Oh, you know what? I actually hate those fucking Lazy Susan things.
Oh, I love those.
Those things are fucking stupid. Because if you turn it too fast, all the shit falls over. What's the fucking point? What's the fucking point?
I fucking love those.
No.
Especially if you're like a fucking huge round table.
Yeah, but if you're a huge round table, nobody can reach the middle anyway. That's the problem with a
big
round
table. Yeah, but that's why it leaves like, I don't know, like 2 feet.
How big is this Lazy Susan that you've seen?
The one that I've seen, it's like the size of the table.
No, that's just another table on top.
Yeah, you only have like 2 feet to eat, and then the other table goes around.
You have 2 feet? They give you this much space to eat, and they have a huge Lazy Susan?
Yeah, so that everybody around you
the fucking
people?
Hall of Four?
It was a camp.
This is not a camp, they have a Lazy Susan. It's fucking the Hilton.
Yes.
How big was this Lazy Susan?
I just told you.
That's impossible to be that big, Mike. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Was there a tablecloth on the table?
No.
That's the thing about having lasers. Then you got to lasers, and off you have a tablecloth underneath. Unless all your tablecloths have holes in them, like a very big poncho. So yeah, what fucking advice should I buy? I don't know.
I'm glad you don't know, because I don't know either.
I don't want to spend that kind of money.
So don't. There's an easy solution.
I don't know. Don't want to weld the new handle.
There's a lot of questions that I don't have answers to.
I don't know.
We'll feel gross and sweaty. I need to take a shower. Because I was playing basketball.
Were you? You haven't mentioned that.
No, I haven't.
This is the first time you called it basketball.
What do I usually call it?
Balling. I'm playing ball.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I do.
Ball can be so generic, though. It could be like
baseball. Yeah, it could be hockey.
Could be basketball.
Get a load of this.
Speaking of hockey, when was the last time you played hockey on rollerblades? It's been a while for me.
I thought he was going to stop like
a summer and a half ago.
Oh, you say a summer and a half ago. Does that mean last summer and a half summer before that? Is that what you mean? You mean last summer plus half a summer, so it's actually 2 years ago? Is that what you mean?
It's a weird way.
What the fuck is a
fraction out yourself?
And here you are me giving me shit for inherent to the fucking a summer and a half ago.
Summer and a half.
We used to have a lot of fun with that.
I never learned how to roll them, mate.
I wasn't very good.
I didn't do it at all.
I used to be better just non-rollerblading.
That was me. I would run around while they rollerbladed, and thus had a very different
advantage. Just run around crazy.
That's all I would do. Normally I would go into the net, because I wouldn't wear rollerblades in there. It just made it easier for everybody.
That's funny.
I mean, it wasn't that funny. It was okay. It was a good time.
Time has passed.
Time has passed.
That's what they were.
If time hasn't passed, that would be weird. Because then it would be not passing.
Life is like a big lazy Susan.
What's the point of daylight savings time?
It's the same thing. Duh.
I believe there is a... The year doesn't actually divide up evenly into 24 hours. So that's why you have a leap year. And then the daylight saving time also plays into that somehow. I believe. I read it once.
Why does a lot of parts of the world not give a fuck about daylight saving time then?
Because, I don't know why.
It's like literally, I'm pretty sure it's like us, and then like three states. Not three, but.
Actually.
It's a fucking.
I used to know the answer to that. I don't remember.
It's not an exam.
Do you ever wonder all the things you've forgotten? Like, are you curious to know what knowledge you once knew and is now gone?
You never know, though. Like, you don't know.
That's what I mean.
That you've known it.
That's what I mean. You forgot it. But that's. This is what I mean. Do you wonder if there was a way that you could quantify? See, either you could never actually write down everything you know, because some things you don't know until you know the thing, until you remember the thing before them.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
So it's kind of, just hurts my you brain. Know what it's like when you sing along with a song. We've discussed this before, right? Is that you, if I asked you to write out the lyrics.
Now hold on.
Unless you really know the song.
This is his go-to example. Like, he talks about this once a pod.
But wait. Yeah, because I think this is a fascinating thing.
But wait, when you say you can't know what you've forgotten.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I used to know how to play, Mary Had a Little Lamb on the piano. I now have forgotten how to play.
Yeah, but no, but what
but
I
is
mean
that,
is
that forgetting, or is that like once I hit the keys and I reassemble it?
Yeah, you reassemble it. But what I mean is that you know you've forgotten, but it's not, you haven't forgotten the notion. You haven't forgotten that you once knew how to play that. You just forgot how to play it.
So is that?
So let's say one time I knew how to do a certain calculation. Let's just say. But, so for example.
I forget what the derivative of arctan is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but you know you forgot that.
Oh, fuck. So wait, I can't give you
an
example.
He also knows that he forgot how to play
That's knowing you forgot. What I'm saying is that is knowing that you forgot. What I'm saying is something
you once knew,
and now you cannot even remember you ever knew it. It's like somebody's name is his example. Is that you know you should know it, but you forgot it. I'm saying an idea, or you know when somebody reminds you of something? And you go, fuck, how did I forget that? That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. For example, me and my brother.
Oh, you see? Fucking somebody fucking catches on.
Once we were playing.
Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Do you want? I guess he doesn't care about the example.
You guys, You guys were playing Zelda?
No, we were playing Assassin's Creed.
Mm.
And there was...
I still haven't finished that one.
Oh, I can't tell you what happened then, because it's kind of endgame
story. I'm never going to finish.
All right, good. So basically, at one point in the game, you're on a horse, and then, like, the horse dies while you're riding it. Like, it gets shot with a fucking arrow.
Is that early on?
No, it's somewhere near the end.
I don't think there's arrows in number two.
I think Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but in number two, you're in Renaissance Italy. I think they would have guns by then.
Don't try
to say Assassin's Creed. That's like me saying, I don't know. Did it have trees or not? Yeah, the horse
died while you're riding.
I'll think of an example.
So you know how in Assassin's Creed, every time you kill somebody, the fucking guy gets... Well, Ezio, yeah. Specifically, because he died. He gets down on his fucking knees and he's like, Requiescat in pace. Ezio. And he closes the eyes of the fucking person. So my brother just fucking goes... He gave the horse a stupid fucking name. And this name just made us laugh whenever we said it. So as the horse dies...
What's the name?
I don't know. That's what we forgot about this thing. See? That's the thing we forgot. Yeah. We know we forgot.
So it doesn't count. So but doesn't count. I know what you mean, though.
But yeah, it's so something, basically, the horse dies and Ezio's like standing beside the horse and my brother just goes, Requiescat in pace. And then he says the name and we fucking lost it for like 20 minutes and I missed the rest of the dialogue in that cutscene. But I didn't hear it. But that's like, that's another thing.
You can't know what you...
But that's my point. Do you ever... I wish I knew everything I forgot. Like, at least I knew I forgot it, so I could relearn it or remember.
But what if it's something you don't want to know? Like, what if you've forgotten about that time you shit your pants in front of the girl that you thought was cute, and then she noticed? And she's the only one who noticed, but nobody else noticed you shit your pants.
Remember I called you, speaking of a girl? Remember I called you a few days ago, and I said I have a bit of a situation for the podcast?
Did you shit your pants?
No, remember that? And I called you, because I was leaving the coffee shop. And I said, I'll leave it for the podcast. This is one of those things you don't remember that
I don't, but okay.
So here's this thing. I go to this coffee shop maybe every second day, every other day.
Okay.
That's the same thing, no?
Yeah, that's why I said it. So.
I go to this coffee shop twice a month, every other week.
I go once every 30 minutes, twice an hour. So. We flirt, this girl who works there, and I flirt every time. So,
Are you sure you guys are flirting?
Yeah. So, I, in one part of my mind, is saying, oh, I should ask her, ironically, to go for coffee. So anyway.
You want to just finish early and stay here for me?
Yeah.
Stay early?
Yeah, you want to just finish, bring my coffee, and then we'll talk? But then I'm worried that if it doesn't go well, that I can no longer go to this place that I like going to.
Once when I was working, I'm going to give you something similar. There was this person.
So thank you for giving me a piece of advice.
And I feel the same way, because it's like, shit, like they would go to the place where I was.
This is the thing.
And it's like, what if what if it don't go good? But see, it doesn't matter for me.
Even if it goes, I don't know.
Awry?
No, even if it goes well.
A pumpernickel?
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't work with that.
I don't know what the fuck that snap was.
You don't do this?
Hang on. This? Jazz club. Is it a jazz club video?
You don't do this?
No.
Well, we do this a lot.
Because I'm not a fucking 40s doo-wop group.
Do people still have those things that stay in front of barbershops? Those like red
candy
things?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what that represents?
Barbershop quartet.
No. You know what that spinning thing represents?
The Tower of Pisa.
A candy cane.
Yeah, a candy cane. So anyway, going back to our story.
Are you going to tell us?
No, you guys are obviously not interested.
It's my guess. I don't know.
In the olden days, like 500 years ago, I wouldn't say recently, like... So what did you end up doing in this situation, Chris?
Nothing. They never came back one day.
Oh, they never came?
No.
So you should just make a move and then find a new coffee shop.
see, I'm not sure I can do that.
Make a move or find a new coffee shop.
Let's not make a move before. It's if you make a move.
Better than you said.
If you make a move. I don't know.
But then what if she gets a job at the next coffee shop? Then what, Mike? Then what?
Then you gotta stop drinking coffee altogether.
Then you just have soup.
See, because I don't want that whole thing of, oh, why did we stop talking? And then, like, she's making my coffee.
Oh.
Thank you, fucking
You're thinking rap. Way too far, Ed.
Yeah, but that's what you have to think about before you get involved with this.
Not really, though, because she's probably gonna say no.
Fucking Casanova over here. Think he's fucking big shits
fucking
here.
Fucking black and white movie over
fucking
here.
Fucking think he's fucking big shits here.
He thinks big shits, this guy.
I don't know how you comb your hair like that. It's like it's cold, but but it's not combed.
I've never combed.
How can it be so curly and so straight at the same time?
It's not straight.
What are you talking? Chris, is that section not straight?
No, it's curly.
That section there is
oh,
curly.
Oh, yeah.
The one straight.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I see. Je comprends.
Fucking don't order a party size. That's fucking you.
It's like the wind is constantly...
You slow me for a pizza that day, you fuck. It was a $40 pizza, should have been $30, fucking.
I'll never live that down.
No, you never, because I'm still waiting for my
wedding.
I'm not coming, I'm not going to your wedding. Fuck you. You'll be lucky if you get a card from me. I'm only coming to take a shit in your bathroom. In the party bus.
Just shit in the limo.
Yeah, exactly. On the floor. I'm gonna
shit during the service.
No. I'll shit on the priest.
He'll be outside though, not in the
service. Do you know what threat I always give people is I'm gonna shit in your pillow, and I really want to do that before I die.
I
shit in somebody's pillow.
Like in the pillow?
Yeah, like in the case. And then when they go to bed, they're like, what the fuck?
Apparently.
Oh, shit in my pillow!
Apparently,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Apparently, like, in old wrestling, when wrestling was older.
Oh.
Is that like with old people?
Yeah, when it was all seniors.
Yeah.
Apparently once, like, you know how they would do, like, the fucking, like, the shoots between, like, all the matches?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, apparently once, somebody once took, like, a bunch of cookies. Put them in someone's pillowcase, like when they were on the road. And the guy's trying to sleep on fucking cookies on the pillow, on his pillow. He's like, what the fuck is this shit? And then he opens it and then there's just cookies inside. So it's just similar to what you're talking about.
Oh, happy days.
It's just cookies would be better than shit.
Anyway, lads, shall we?
No.
Okay, fuck you guys. I'm calling it.
Calling it what? The Japs.
Why did you look at me and say it?
Yeah, that's so racist. You look at the one partly Asian guy.
Japs.
See, Chris says it's okay. Chris says it's like he can say it. He can say it.
I never understood that phenomenon.
What?
Oh, he can
phenomena.
Say it.
Phenomena.
That's true.
Do, do. You know that song?
Yes. But it's not called phenomena.
Yeah, that's not what it's called. Do.
What's it called?
It's called, Nobody Gives a Fuck. So.
Lock.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
No, nobody else does it.
Anyway, guys.
I can't tell you what it is, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But you have to do it.
You have to remember what it's called, because one of those things you don't know you remember.
No, nobody
so,
does it.
Yeah.
It's just something my mom does all the time.
Oh, your mother.
Your mom.
Your mother makes
my mom.
Oh, fuck. Anything your mother does makes I can't even be in your house. Remember that morning I had to wait in your room? I was like this the whole time. I just had like the biggest surprise. Chris and I were playing some Japanese fucking survival.
Tokyo Jungle! That's a good ass game.
Where you run around first as a rat.
That's how my mom greeted him.
This guy doesn't remember any of the rules. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot! Oh, fucking guy. Now I really have to go through. Chris, can you send me a text, please? And say minute 50 and minute 141, please. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Don't forget to like and share.
Or forget. Then if you forget, don't remember that you've forgotten.
Yeah.
Then
and
you have an example for what we're to discuss today.
Yeah. And from all of us, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye!